everyone, welcome again to Heart to Heart. The Lord our God is mightily moving by the Holy Spirit. Mightily moving. In and through His wonderful people who love Him, who yield themselves to hear His word. And I love the Lord. I love not only the Lord, but Jesus. I love my Savior. And I love the Father. And I love the Holy Spirit. He guides me into all truth. And He loves everybody. He taught me love. He taught me wisdom, the wisdom of God's love. He taught me knowledge, the knowledge of God's love. He gave me counsel, the counsel of God's love. He strengthened me to love. And I love the Holy Spirit. And I love His voice, and I love all of His messengers who speak in His name. Every one of them. I thank God for everybody who yield themselves to the Holy Spirit to be a blessing, especially those who do it on purpose. You know, Paul made a reference that about the works, the believer's works will be judged and it'll be tried by fire. Works of vainglory will be burned up. You know, there's wood, hay, and stubble. Wood, hay, and stubble will burn. Stubble is the proud works. They said they honored God in the wording, and they did minister and preach God's word, but the motive was glory. Their motive was pride. Burn up. Hey, they wanted to make a difference, but they weren't in as much pride. And hay will burn too. Hay will burn hot. Stubble will burn, it just disappear when it burns. And then wood takes a while to catch on fire. Some people were not as motivated. They did it because they had to. They did it because it was time to. Their heart was not in it, totally. But they weren't out to glory. But when people dedicate themselves to the love of God and they operate because they love God, they make a difference. And that work cannot be burned up. It can't be burned up fast or slow. Because they put their heart in it and they love God and they love God's people. And that's the only thing that motivates them. It's not the finances. It's not the blessings. It's because they love God's people. That's what I call a durable work. They represent God in all that they do. And they work to do God's work. There are people out there, they go to bat for people. They left this nation to go to places where they'll live in poverty in order to help others. And they do it because they love God and they won't have it any other way. I mean, everybody wants to prosper and do well. But they do what it takes to get people saved. And they pray to go to the hot spots where people are, where people are hungry. And when they're there, they do their job with love. And they bring light and wonder wherever they go. Miracles follow them. They leave a pattern of good works. They can't be bought out. They can't be sold out. They can't be bribed. Money and treasures won't work on them. They will stay steady and true on purpose. These are the kind of works that don't burn, fast or slow. And they love God's love. And when they hear His voice, it quickens them. When they hear the word of their Father, it quickens them. You can see it in their countenance. You know, when you speak by the Holy Spirit and you tell people things that the Holy Spirit gave you, I've seen people get upset, get jealous, get provoked. But every time I tell my pastor something that the Lord gave me, I can see a quickening in his countenance. he heard the word of his father. So it is with many people. When I tell them what the Lord said, they you can see a rejoicing. You can see a quickening. You can see it in their countenance. See, the heart don't lie. What you do, when you love God from the heart, it's notable. It comes out. When you yield yourself to Him, the perfect things are spoken that breaks yokes. Even simple phrases spoken by anointed people will break yokes, will change the current problems at hand. Yokes are things, see, a lot of people in this country and in this age, they don't know what a yoke is. I'm not talking about eggs. Farmers may know. Ox, you know, in Alabama, we don't really see, I don't know if there's an ox in Alabama, maybe at the zoo. But there are places where they use ox to pull loads. Before, now we got cars and trucks and we don't need them like we used to. But to pull the heavy load, stumps out of the ground, heavy weight, moving dirt, they used to get two ox or several ox and yoke them together. A yoke is a heavy piece of wood that they shape to fit around the ox shoulders. And they basically tie these ox to the yoke. And the ox can pull heavy loads with it. They're yoked together. Now, just like we tie ox together to pull a load, the enemy try to put yokes in our lives, tie us back, heavy weights to hinder us and bind us from doing God's work, keep us from going forward, making it hard, putting obstacles in our way. That's why we need the anointing to break the yokes and bondages and deceptions and lies that seems so real. Every yoke can be broken. I happen to know what a yoke was when I was growing up in the church, because I seen it in books and pictures. So it made sense. But sometimes the phrases we use don't make sense to people. Especially we read out of the King James Version, which is Old English. And you have to break it down. But the enemy's trying to stop us. And the anointing helps set us free. Makes us aware of the knowledge of God's love. The things that set us free. See, the word of God sets us free. And the first spirit I remember discerning was the spirit of bondage. And I said, Lord, what does bondage do? He said, bondage fights freedom. And the preachers of that day, they were teaching things under the way of bondage. When they taught the word, there was a bondage attached to it. They preached it into the message. Even if God gave them a message, it came out bondage, because they put their own spin on it. And I saw the spirit behind it. And I talked about it on other broadcasts. Now, when anointed people speak, if a person is operating in the ministry, their works are going to be like stubble, because they're motivated by the pride of life. When they do, they want to preach and be seen of men. That's why many will come saying, Lord, Lord, and he's going to say, I never knew you. But we worked miracles. We cast out demons. We preached the word. But they didn't do anything about their pride and their bondage. See, when people get in pride, they don't do anything about the reckless bondage in their life. They don't do anything about Satan's works in their life. They let their problems remain and control them. Because pride looks within. And they don't take care of what's necessary, because they don't think to. They're motivated by the wrong spirit. Their desires are wrong. So they can't produce fruit. They're sterile when it comes to life. They can't produce fruit. But they do produce fruit after their kind. Because they went the way of Cain, and they have jealousy against people who operate in God's wisdom. The Lord has me teaching this because this has gone on far enough. And people need to know what to watch out for. But God has He wants to bless us in every way. He wants us to know Him. He wants us to know what He can do. And we need to listen to Him, that we may go forward and not backwards. He loves us. Now, when people operate according to the glorious wisdom of God, then the Lord can do glorious works through us. Now, the glorious works of God, they will indeed look good. But God is looking at the motive. A person that's preaching by pride and preaching by the love of God, they can look the same. One can look better than the other, even the worldly guy. And people if they're not listening to the Lord. See, the people that do know their God, they will be strong and do exploits. The people that don't know the Lord, they get caught up in things. They get sidetracked. They go off on tangents and don't realize it. I'm not saying that they may intend to. But false prophets weaken the people. They draw people after them. True men of God draw people after God. And people that love God take the responsibility to learn God. They knock, seek, and ask. The false prophet, they make people comfortable. Soothsayers. They told Isaiah, don't prophesy the things of God. Prophesy smooth things. Then they even went so low as to say, prophesy deceits in Isaiah chapter 30. But God loves His people, and His people love Him. There are people that just won't take the low way for an answer. There are people that won't take slumber comforts for their way of living. There are people that will walk the line and obey God and stay in the love of God. Men and women, boys and girls, people who do know their God, they will be strong and they will do exploits. People that know Him. Now let's look at something. We're continuing from the last broadcast. The Lord loves His people. And when people are anointed by God, God is precise. He thinks of everything. He creates people to do specific things. And when they obey Him and walk in love, they become candidates to do His work. They become people He can put a measure of trust in. And as they're faithful, He puts a greater measure of trust in them. And He sanctions them. He sets them apart to do specific things that's needful. Now, in the last broadcast, we talked about how one person who is anointed can't do what another person that's anointed to do, because we're anointed for varied things. Even if we have the same office and even the same spiritual gifts, what we're sanctioned for can be totally diverse. And it can be similar. But even if it's similar, let's say we have the same office, we're both prophets, we have the same spiritual gifts, gift of prophecy, and two revelation gifts. Let's say the gift of discerning of spirits, and then the gift of a word of knowledge. But this, what we're sanctioned to do and perform and finish, even though it's similar, can be totally different. I can't do what he can do, and that other prophet can't do what I would be able to do. If I tried to do what God sanctioned him for, even though we have similar anointings, if he's the better choice, it'll be better if he did what he was supposed to do. And then I'm anointed to do what I'm supposed to do. Only the Lord can anoint us to do something different. And the Lord can anoint us to do varied things. He has the ability. But God is not wasteful. What he anointed you to do, he anointed you to do. I'm not going to come and move you out of the way to do it my way, because I'm disrespecting what God has already set up. When people belittle, when anointed people, and sometimes they do, sad to say, belittle other anointed people, they're disrespecting God's choices, what God has worked hard to bring to pass. They're disrespecting and dishonoring Father God. And they're saying that my way is better than your way. That's what Lucifer did. That's why he was destroyed. He promoted himself. He tried to promote himself where he could not perform. He exalted his throne. He had a throne, but he exalted it where he didn't fit. You see, one problem is people don't have revelation of what pride will do. From his point of view, he didn't think about all. I don't know. Lucifer is much more knowledgeable than we begin to be. I don't know how much he knew and what he didn't know. But I know from watching proud people in this life, and then what he did, he tried to exalt himself above five classes of angels and people that God created. And some of them were thousands and thousands and millions of years older than him. And they, now look, let's look at something for a moment. Just think with me, just bear with me a moment. A baby born in this world grows from over time. Through every stage, they become toddlers and they go from being an infant to an unarmed baby to toddlers to children, and then adolescents, teenagers, adults, young adults. And then let's say they go to college and get an education. They could do some brilliant things, and they get skilled in their careers. And they learned, you know, if they take a technical trade or whatever, they become skilled. They may go on to be an engineer, and they can do some fantastic things and come up with some wonderful things in this lifetime. In this lifetime, the average lifespan is between 70 and 120 years. 95 would be the median. But people do good to get 70 years old, but there are some very, very, very brilliant people. They have done some outstanding things before they reached a young age of 70 years old. Now, let's say the same motivated person was able to live 200 years, and they've already accomplished some astonishing things in this lifetime. But if God gave them another 100 years of good health, just think of the things that they could accomplish. It takes three to 8 years to get the best careers on earth. Some people go back and get their master's. Then they go back and take something altogether different. Some people get 4 or 5 degrees in this life, and they can do some outstanding things. Now let's say with angels, they don't die. There was no death. And they develop over 1,000 years, and then 2,000, then 10,000, then 20,000, then 40,000, then 80,000 years. And they've been in God's presence, and they've been doing things, and God has been blessing them, promoting them, anointing them, and they've been doing great things. And it's wonderful. And then the Lord creates an angel named Lucifer and give him great wisdom beyond his, you know, when you're anointed, you can do what you can go beyond what you're capable of. The anointing always takes people beyond their natural abilities. You have God's ability to perform and finish a specific work, and you're sanctioned for it. And people on earth, they don't always have a strong understanding of the anointing. I just recently learned some of these things. I use the word anointing. It's a religious word we use when God anoint kings and priests and prophets. They pour oil on them. But I asked the Lord, what is your definition of the anointing? And this was recent. This was around 2016 or 2015. That's not long ago. It's 3 or 4 years ago. I just learned he gave me that definition. He said it's a sanction that gives a man or a woman God's ability to perform and finish a specific task. Now, if Lucifer was noted as an anointed cherub, that means he has God's ability to do something. And he was beautiful. And the glory of God shone through him. And his covering was precious stone, so the glory of God will come through him and look like a rainbow wherever he goes, just like the New Jerusalem will. Now, he was beautiful. Spectrums of colors emanating through him because of the glory of God upon him. And then he got in pride. And he wanted to topple and exalt his throne against other tribes and realms of qualified and promoted people. You can't do that. It's disrespectful to belittle what God has started in somebody else or exalt yourself above other people. You didn't do the groundwork that they did. Now, I just talked about how in this life people can proceed forward in their careers. Now, let's say a person made a company like AT&T or Bell South or any power company. And you got people that have been building this business for years and making it better and greater, making good decisions. And then there's a beautiful little third grader. Just a third grader. And he said, I'm going to take over the whole show. And then he gets a following. You know, a third grader wouldn't get a following. You wouldn't think that. Unless they were somebody that was in a movie or something. Somebody that everybody could see and appreciate. There are people that will follow somebody just because they like them. That doesn't mean they're qualified. That doesn't mean they won't run the company in the ground and make it bankrupt because they have not been trained in how to do it. And I just said that the anointing sanctions you to do God's perfect will for you. But watch this. God anointed me to be an apostle, to do what I'm doing ministry-wise. He didn't anoint me to be an electrical engineer. I would have to go back to school and learn that or find somebody that is an electrical engineer and learn it from them. Yeah, but the Holy Spirit can guide you in all truth. He can. But he won't if I can go to college. If I really wanted to be an electrical engineer, he got me to go to college. Now, I just said he can, but he won't. Why? If I was in a dire straight situation, he could download the knowledge for me to be an electrical engineer in one moment. But if you really want to do something, it takes time and hours of learning. It takes effort to attain that kind of information. And if you really, and if you want to learn it and you can go to college and learn it, then that's the road you go. If the Lord needs you to know something, he can download information and cause you to understand it. But that's not normal. God does things like that. When he anoints you, that's precisely what he did. He gives you knowledge. Whenever you're operating under the anointing and you're speaking and you're yielding to him, you say some of the most profound things and you had no knowledge that you were going to say it. And sometimes the word of the Lord will come to me saying something, or he'll give me a teaching that I didn't ask for. But there's joy. I know it's good. I love it when he does it. I welcome him to do it. I just want to make sure that I fit the sanction. So I yield myself to the Lord. I already know that because I'm anointed to do something, I can make a difference in him. Paul said, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Sometimes when I'm working on cars, and I've been trained to work on cars, and the factories do things that I've never seen before, and they come out with things before I'm trained about it, and I have to always learn. And sometimes I'm in a position I have to pray and ask the Holy Spirit, how did I deal with this problem? And he'll give me wisdom. And now they got Google and YouTube. You can YouTube a video and learn from others. If you can do that, the Holy Spirit he'll guide you to Google it sometime. Because one of his people have already put it out there.